Picture that you and 300 men had to fight against a full Midianite army. Now picture that all you had to fight with were torches, trumpets, and jars. Would you have faith that God would deliver you? Gideon and his men did just this. Gideon was the fifth judge in the Mosaic Age, and the Mosaic Age was from the Exodus in Egypt all the way up until the church was established. And today we're going to be looking at the story of Gideon and his 300 men. If you would please turn with me to Judges chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Judges chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. We're going to be spending most of the time in this chapter. Verses 3 and 4. Now therefore, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home and hurry away from Mount Gilead. Then 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 people remained. God didn't want too many people in the army fighting against the Midianites because they would boast about their own power rather than glorifying God. And we can see that in verse 2. So with this, those who were fearful of the war were allowed to leave, and about 22,000 men left. 10,000 remained. That means Gideon started with about 32,000 men. Even after the 22,000 left, God said that 10,000 was still too many people. So to solve this issue, God provided a test to see which men would fight. Let's read verses 5 and 6. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set him by himself. Likewise, everyone who kneels down to drink. And the number of those who lapped, putting their hands to their mouths, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people knelt down to drink the water. Those who lapped the water from their hands were the ones who were chosen to fight alongside with Gideon. The men who did not drink like this, who actually put their face in the water, were dismissed. 300 men in total, as this verse says, were chosen to fight. And just to give you a perspective of how large the Midianite army was, for every one man of Gideon's army, there were 450 Midianites. That's about 135,000 men with the Midianite army. People who don't believe in God may think it would be suicide for them to go against an army this big with just 300 men, because they were so outnumbered. But these men knew that they had the Lord on their side, and that's why God chose them. God knew the men that had courage apart from those who didn't. These men that were chosen, God knew for sure that they were going to be faithful in him. And the men who left, they were fearful. But here's the thing, why be fearful when God is on your side? Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God is all-powerful. Nobody compares to him. So why did the men fear? The 300 men that remained had true faith that God would deliver them, when without him it would be totally impossible. Although Gideon didn't always have that same faith. Let's look back at Judges chapter 6, verses 36 through 40. Judges chapter 6, verses 36 through 40. Then Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand as you have said, behold, I am laying a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry in all the ground, then I shall know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said. And it was so. When he rose early the next morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung enough dew for the fleece to fill a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, let not your anger burn against me. Let me speak just once more. Please let it be dry on the floor only, and on all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, and it was dry on the fleece only, and on all the ground there was dew. This is when God sort of sealed the deal with Gideon's faith after this test of the fleece. This is one of my favorite parts of the story because it's just mind-blowing to me how he put the fleece out in the morning and there was enough dew on it to wring a full bowl full of water. And on the opposite day, it was just the opposite. The fleece was totally dry and the ground was wet. And then again, just to be sure, he spied on a camp and overheard a man telling his dream. Let's read chapter 7, verses 12 through 15. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley like locusts in abundance, and their camels were without number, as the sand that is on the seashore in abundance. When Gideon came, behold, a man was telling a dream to his comrade. And he said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream. And behold, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it, so that it fell and turned upside down, so that it lay flat." And his comrade answered, "This is no other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given into his hand Midian and all the camp." This dream was about how God would deliver Midian into the hand of Gideon. And Gideon overheard that dream and then finalized his faith. And after this, things get even crazier with the odds of winning. They have to defeat them using torches, trumpets, and jars. Once again, that takes so much faith to fight an army so large using just those instruments. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 34. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 34. "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight." Gideon's faith was mentioned here along with several other men. It says that through faith, he became mighty in war and put foreign armies to flight. And we see that with Gideon's story. Let's turn just one page over to James chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. "For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." We can see that this verse is true with Gideon. He was tested in his faith, and he was steadfast because of it. Faith strengthened him, and it will strengthen you too. If you have strong faith in God, then your strength and courage will be built up because you will trust in God that he will always take care of you no matter what. Steadfast means to be firm and unwavering. Was that what Gideon was? Did Gideon and his men run and hide because it was 300 men against a full Midianite army? No, he stood strong and fought the fight. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." This verse says that Jesus is the perfecter of our faith. Our faith becomes whole with him. So do we have the same faith in Jesus that Gideon had in God? Gideon could have backed down from the fight, but he didn't. This verse says, looking to Jesus. That means that we focus on him, not turning only to the left or to the right. Just like a horse with the blinders on, they can't look to the left or to the right. They can just look straight at the goal. Because we can get distracted by the world and lose sight of God and lose faith in him. Are you firm in your faith? Many people rely on themselves to get through life instead of having full faith that God will take care of them. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." If we let him, he will guide us on our paths and take care of us. Faith is the key to eternal life. Having faith in Jesus means obeying his plan and being baptized into his church. To do this, you must first believe, John 8:24, repent, Luke 13, verse 3, confess, Matthew 10:32, and be baptized and be washed in the blood of the Lamb, as Trey spoke about today. And that's found in Mark 16:16. Then you must remain faithful, just as Gideon did, which is found in Revelation 2:10. Have you obeyed God? If you haven't been added to his church, or if you need the prayers of the church, then please come forward as we stand and sing.